We are joined now by Chris Connelly of the, I mean, you've got 27 different hats that you wear.
Right.
So for now, we'll say Chris Connelly of the Northfield Hockey Association.
Yes.
We'll start with that. How you doing, sir?
Doing all right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. Yeah. The hockey arena, one of the things I think that is unique about our hockey arena situation is this four-way partnership that has been built between the City of Northfield, City of Dundas, the Northfield School District, and the Northfield Hockey Association.
Yeah.
When I looked at the way the contributions were sort of parceled out, it seemed to me that maybe the heaviest lift was going to be for the Hockey Association, because you're private citizens, and $2 million ain't nothing to
right.
to sniff at. And but you're telling us now that you hit your goal.
Yes. Well, we certainly are very excited about it. We believed in it the whole time, but you're right, the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
$2 million seemed like a huge lift for us early, but we have had some great support and very excited about this announcement with the current families that have come forward to support it. So we've got a total of $2.5 million and a matching gift that's been pledged towards the new arena. That's coming from the Glenn Hazy family, great Northfield family, long into the past of a business owner here, went on and did great things, but came back and has supported us and been a great philanthropist.
Yeah.
And then College City Beverage as well.
Oh,
what a great hallmark
fantastic.
Of our community. And those two are really leading this charge. And we really have kind of been in what I'd call the quiet portion of our campaign to try to get those big donors on board so we could do an announcement like this.
Right.
And now it's a really hard push because we don't want to stop there. Our overall fundraising goal is $6 million. And that really is to add a couple things back to the project that were cut out due to the budget.
Mm-hmm.
As we first got into this, we're really close with the city. I think the first blush of the arena budget when they did it was about $28 million.
Yeah.
And then we started to cut things down, including the dry land training facility and some concrete seating, and those are the two big things we're looking to try to add in.
Yeah. I don't hear press box in that.
Yes. Yes. Great question. We have been working on that, and we do have a press box in there. They're
good.
I mean, these modern arenas are just so much with technology where it's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, this one was built in 1977, and what's the difference now? So even things of mounting cameras on different portions of the rink so that you can just, digitally get to them and show different angles. It's all that's kind of going into the planning. And
that's fantastic.
And, I've obviously I'm a hockey dad, but going around to some of these new arenas, there's a new arena up in Elk River that was recently done.
Yeah.
But just what they can do, graphics, thank you to the sponsors, all the different marketing opportunities in these and how nice these are. It's going to be a great spot.
For those of us, for the people who are listening that don't really understand what the situation is, why we need a new arena, can you just maybe what are the differences between the two buildings going to look like? What are the major differences?
Sure. And I think the big driver certainly is the current state of the existing arena. It's got beyond, I think, repair of just what would need to be due for the physical life of that arena. It's kind of landlocked. There's not enough parking. And one of the big things is the refrigerant system that's in there that would need to be replaced, which is a major undertaking of a couple million dollars. So really the city did a great job of looking at all the options, including renovating that current arena. And really one of the things we proved out because of this public-private partnership that you mentioned, it was about the same cost to the taxpayer as renovating the current arena as doing the new one, and we get a facility that's going to last 50 years.
Right, and it's going to be much more modernized and meet today's needs, because wouldn't you say, too, like, with the way that they do things now in professional sports, that kind of trickles down to even local sports, where it's like, hey, the expectations are a lot bigger now because of the things that they've seen in other areas. So even at the local level, we're like, no, we want graphics. We want all these things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
We don't expect to go to a Minnesota Wild game.
No.
Right. Not necessarily
I do think it's a fair assumption to expect, I don't know, shower facilities in the locker room.
Right.
An actual locker room. Or for the building to be ADA compliant.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, those are reasonable expectations.
Well, and the better facilities you build, the more teams you're going to attract, and the more you're going to be able to increase that sports tourism that we've talked about on previous shows. So, and that's really important to a local economy.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. There'll be community rooms in there available to the public
to
use. Someone to have a birthday party. party in and rent the ice to skate. So there is certainly a community aspect to it. But the big one of those big things is the accessibility and really getting people in to view it. Our current arena is just not set up well for that at all.
Yeah,
not really, but will there? I mean, it's one sheet of ice.
Correct.
Will there be room to expand at some point if necessary?
Yes. Yeah, so we're hoping to, well, for sure it'll be available to be expanded upon, and that's all been built into the plans. It's a great layout, great site layout there. We're hoping to have an outdoor rink when it's currently built, to have that into the budget like there currently is there right now. So that, you know, what's great about that is, you know, in the high school boys team playing, you get and see a bunch of kids out on the rink in between periods or right before it, leading up to it, and it really creates that excitement around it. So, and we do have the demand for over a single sheet of ice. So we've proven that. Currently, the Hockey Association rents about 80 to 100 hours at St. Olaf every year, and about that same amount down in Faribault at Shattuck. So, and what's funny is when we come off the ice at Shattuck, the team going on after us is usually Faribault or Lakeville or New Prague or someone driving from a lot further away than we are. So we know there's demand for ice in southern Minnesota. And if we ever got that and did another fundraising campaign for a second sheet, you know, we could fill it.
It'd be a nice investment, probably.
Yeah.
So, okay, your goal was $2 million. Did I hear that you're at $2.5 million? Is that what?
Yes.
Okay, that's fantastic. And that's the matching thing, tell me about that.
Yeah, so really between now and February 28th, any dollar that comes in will be matched up to $2.5 million, and that's because of those early pledges from the Glenn Hazy family and College City Beverage.
Okay, that's really fantastic. Yeah. Now, your goal, your secondary goal is it $6 million?
The overall goal is $6 million. We've broken that down in a couple chunks, and these were based on early estimates. Right now, the city has hired RJM as the construction manager, and they're doing a kind of reprice on it. I mean, these were all early numbers, right, and whatnot. And we hopefully, you know, right now, the good thing is the construction market's a little slow. It's not great for my business, but it is good time to bid some things. So we're hoping we get some positive numbers, and maybe these numbers come down a little bit. But what we've been using is $2 million was always our agreement with the city to make it happen. The couple things that got taken out of the project, the first one was the concrete stadium seating. Yep. And this is a great feature. So in the Faribault Ice Rink, they have aluminum bleachers. Mm-hmm. It's super loud in there. Mm-hmm. Anyone walks in front of you, you hear the bang, bang, bang. So that's the big first add back, and that's roughly $2 million as well. So that's the next two that we're trying to get to. And then the final two would be for the dry land training facility, which got cut off. So that's how we've broken it down in our fundraising. You know, if we got this full match completed, we'd be at $5 million and we'd be pretty close there and be in the home stretch. So,
for the non-hockey people, what's a dry land training facility?
So dry land, it would have a mix of turf and kind of rubber flooring in it. I think this one was roughly about a 3,000 square foot area, but really where people, you could have weight training in there, you could be doing sprints. It's really kind of a workout facility that's used, could be used by any sport. So a lot of these get used. You see them up in Woodbury, some with turf in it, but you know, the baseball team could come in there and use the facility if they wanted or do anything else. So it's got true multi-use capability.
Fantastic. Mm. Now the land that's going to get built on, you guys are also providing that.
Yes.
And it's kind of a unique situation. Can you give us a little?
Yeah. When I say we're providing it, we got to send a big thank you out to the Gleason family on that. They donated that and were really a visionary on this project. They donated it back in about 2018 originally to us. And that's when we went for the original referendum, which was a two sheet funded by property taxes and some, also a sales tax at that time period. Right. But yes, we're putting that in. That's on top of any money we're raising. So the $6 million does not include that. That land's valued at anywhere from about $500,000 to $700,000 in the market conditions in how you'd look at it. So
I just got a property tax statement from Dakota County. If the land I have is worth what they're saying, yours has got to be worth like $1 million.
Right. Yeah, so. Right. Yeah. Those are funny, aren't they? How they match up.
Yeah. Okay. So if people want to donate, if they want to get involved, How do they do that?
Yeah, so we've partnered with Northfield Shares, our community foundation here, because we don't do this every day at Northfield Hockey Association. A lot of money, and I think they're doing great stewardship with us and allowing us to actually put that money somewhere where it's getting a little interest and in a safe spot. So you can go through theirs. You can go to our website. I'm sorry, I'm not going to remember the website name right now, but I think
NorthfieldShares.org?
Well, that's you'll find it on there too, but there's also, I think, NorthfieldIceArena.org or something along those lines, and I'll shoot it to you when we're done here, so you can have it on the page.
Yeah.
But we've got that going also at NorthfieldHockeyAssociation.net. You can get to it from there too. We've got good information on the arena on that site. So we're going to be trying to push really hard with that campaign right now. But if anyone can do anything for us with these matching gifts, now is the time. Mm-hmm. Certainly, if you know people who are able to step up and give some and like to schedule a meeting with it, we'd love to sit down with you and talk about that. We are taking pledges over a 5-year time period. So really, all you have to do is make the pledge in this time period between mm-hmm. now and February 22nd. So you can pay those off over a time being. We've got a ton of sponsorship and other naming right possibilities going on within the facility.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We'll be trying to hit that really hard now.
Good, good. Yeah. One more quick question. When do you hope to break ground? Yes. When do you hope for the arena to be ready?
Yes, so the current schedule lays out the bidding of the project, I believe, in late February with a spring construction cart, let's call it April timeframe, May, as soon as that ground gets ready to go. But it would be open for the fall of 2026 season. So the 26-27 hockey season. It's about a year build, just yeah. over 12, 14 months. Great construction manager, great architect. The architect has built and drawn a lot of these. So I think there's a great team put together. We're still working with some other big potential donors who, you know, may donate some in-kind services too. So we've got mm-hmm. a lot of good traction right now.
Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we switch topics?
Sure.
All right. Thanks for the update on the ice arena. It's really important stuff. Mm-hmm. You are the president of NCC Builders?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep. All right. I'm the CEO. Adam Steffel's the president. Got it. Yes, and he's been here, I know, talking.
Yeah, he has, yes. actually. Adam's a good guy.
Yep.
NCC Builders has a strong association with Rebound Partners.
That's correct.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
And therefore, you probably have some knowledge of the situation with the Archer.
Yes.
And everyone in Northfield wants to know what's going on there.
100%.
I think mm-hmm. I might have more interest than most people just because it's going to be right next door to our office. I'm going to have to deal with that. But I always tease some of your friends over at Rebound that I think of them every time I park my car.
Yes.
What's going on over there?
Yes, so certainly, you know, this project is really being led by Northfield Real Estate Fund 3, mm-hmm. and that's out of our Revosity arm, which is a Rebound partnership company, and our motto has been invest where you live. So we've gone, this is our third fund in Northfield, done a lot of great projects here, done projects in other communities, but we've been at this a long time, as you know, staring out yeah. your window. So what was pretty amazing is this last night on November 11th in front of the city council for the TIF, which was the final approval for this project that we've been at. It was 4 years to the date since yeah. it burnt down.
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
we just let that sink in for a moment, you know, that's a long time to have this hole in our community. So we're very excited at how close we are to get this started.
Yeah,
we are now through all the public approval process. We went through the HPC, the Planning Commission, EDA, almost touched every legislative body in town. I don't think we made it to the parks, but certainly had feedback from them on the way. But mm-hmm. so we're very excited to be where we're at. And we still on that same time frame, similar as the arena, the goal is for a spring construction start here.
Okay.
So we're working on final financing and final fundraising. We've had a lot of good traction on this. We got the final TIF agreement with the city. It was a good, I think, process we went through with them. We certainly, these are very tough projects.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
if we look at the design of the building and how nice that building ended up looking, a lot of brick in it, a lot of yeah. Special features. It's yep. going to be a great piece of our downtown. Expensive to build.
Yeah.
Challenging interest rate environment to build a project.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, when we first started on this 4 years ago, interest yeah. rates started with a 4.
Right.
And they started yeah. with a 7.
Right. Yeah.
So it's a little different. But you know, the traction we've got right now, we're in the home stretches and we're gonna push this thing across the starting line and get it going. So there's no real more approvals needed. We're trying to work here locally with lenders and fundraising and certainly get those final dollars in to make the project happen.
What's the design looking like? What kind of mix are we going to have in there?
Yes, so it'll still be commercial main floor. We're mm-hmm. very excited that we've got a great restaurant user who wants to take the main chunk of that.
Okay.
So they'll probably end up being with one large restaurant and then another commercial retail space, all fronting division.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have two main users on that main floor. Second floor is going to be around 19 units of extended stay, okay. River Inn Suites, we're calling them.
Mm-hmm.
Those will be furnished units, they could be rented out for 2 months at a time or mm-hmm. 3 months at a time. Let's say you okay. had a traveling professor in
yeah.
who wanted something, or sure. yeah. right now I know some traveling nurses are very much right. in demand on the right. yeah. and around. So and that's the second floor. And then the top two floors would be apartment units, about 23 apartment units.
Okay, mm. fantastic.
Yep. Underground parking, accessible off the back. A lot of conversation has gone to what happens along that riverfront area.
Yep.
I think you're aware we've got an easement back there that serves all the properties mm-hmm. in the area yeah. that will need to stay open. We're really limiting the traffic on that to be just for delivery vehicles, garbage of stuff, mm-hmm. and really want that to be more of a pedestrian walkway. We've worked really closely with the city mm-hmm. and then start to re-engage the river.
Right.
What actually will go down there, I think, is still kind of being determined mm-hmm. by our budget
sure.
and how we come in down the line, but at a minimum it would be a green space, open area nice. With the city having access to that and the public having access to that yeah. piece as well. So
fantastic.
Are leases actually going to be start being offered now or at a later date for those apartment units, or are they more purchases?
It will be for lease, yes.
Oh,
for
leases.
Rent. Yep, it's okay. a rental product. Gotcha. Usually on these we've probably started marking about 9 months before opening.
Okay.
So if we said
gotcha.
This project's going to open in the summer of 2026, we'd probably be about a year in front of that.
Sure.
But there we are currently marketing the commercial space.
Okay.
A lot of times the mm-hmm. commercial's harder to fill,
yep.
especially in towns on a new construction pricing, but we're well out in front of that.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm sure those apartments will go very quick.
Right.
Anything you can announce now? Any news you can break about who's going to be in that the bottom floor?
I don't think we're there yet, and I'm not as close to that one, but it's it's a very good operator with one-off location, so it'll be unique. It won't be a chain.
Okay.
It'll be something, I think, that will fit with the fabric of our downtown.
That's what we like
That's
around here.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you're hoping to break ground in the spring.
Yep.
Just like with the ice arena.
That's
wow,
right.
things are going to get busy around here.
It's going to be.
You're going to be busy. Holy
right.
moly.
Yes.
Is NCC Builders going to build the thing?
Yes, we
okay.
would build this one.
All
yep.
right.
You know, and we'd do that. We'd try to engage as many local subcontractors
sure.
as we could in the process.
Absolutely.
There's some that we run with. We've been well down the road on that
yeah.
so far.
Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. cool. And then what's the, I mean, We've spoken with Brett Reese a couple of times, and
yes.
man, he's got ambitious timelines on building this thing. But like realistically, when could we expect to be able to go get a meal at the New Archer?
I would say realistically, late summer of 2026.
Okay.
So,
wow.
I mean, both of these are on very similar timelines
yeah.
randomly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And certainly both I'm involved with. But we're obviously not building the arena. We would build this one. And we've been along that process for a long time.
Okay. All right. It's got to be a relief for you to be getting close to at least the starting gun. I mean, I know people ask me all the time, and I have no connection to it whatsoever.
Right.
They ask when are they going to build something over there. I mean,
right.
how have those conversations gone with you?
Yeah, it's interesting, and I know when you're out in the community and involved in much stuff, people grab
yeah.
you, and you see it all the time.
Yeah.
And you know, I think it's interesting because people are like, "Well, there's some conspiracy theory of why we haven't started yet." Or
oh,
not.
I've heard them all too.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah, but really, it does come down to the financial feasibility of the project.
Yeah,
right. You know, and a lot of time, and if we look at that 4 year period, the first year and a half or so was really wrestling with the insurance company, trying to see whether it was a total loss or not.
Right.
And then you go through approval process, which was very public, starting off with HPC and anything else. And this last time chunk of the last 6 months or so has really been working on the financial aspect of it, working on the TIF financing with the city, who's really been supportive of this project.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
they are. I know I went through the right process. We got the right channels to get this approved,
mm-hmm.
But they have been a great supporter of it. So we're trying to bring it across the starting line.
Okay, as somebody who parks right next to the site, ground prep has to go in before
yes.
you can break ground. So tell me, what's that going to entail?
Right. There's a lot of bedrock underneath here, as
okay.
I'm sure you're aware. So there's not a ton of scraping or anything else. There could be some pilings or blasting or anything else to get it to the right levels at that point, but there's not a ton of excavation that goes down or anything else. So certainly some shoring of the site and making sure it's safe. That's another thing that adds to the cost of the project, is building in such a tight urban area as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I promise to be patient with you guys, and I'll give you an extra 6 months on your six-month grace on your deadlines, and then I'll start to get crabby.
Yes, but I'll give you my cell phone, and once the hammering starts, you just call that.
You and about seven other people.
That's right.
So, all right. Yep. Chris, we can't thank you enough for being here.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you.
This is all great information, and good luck with everything, too.
Thanks for having me on. Love to come back and give you updates along the way here.
Yeah. Love to have you.